we say one, if we try to express something to the rest of the group about what we're taking away to keep working on, to keep developing from this group, I think that would be a good way to bring the time to some temporary closure. Anyone want to start?
I would say the utility of free thinking, brainstorming, free writing, whatever it is.
Pass it to the left or the right.
I guess I'm impressed by the magnitude of the challenge and the, you know, despite the very good interactions here, the huge differences among us that are still getting in the way of really effective communication, let alone action.
I guess I'm more convinced, I mean, it moved me a lot farther along, the idea that participation is an act of direct will. It's something you have to decide to do, and that there are many more risks than I thought about because of history and discipline and everything else of our own experience. But it is, it will take a sincere and strong act of will to truly engage and participate.
Be willing to accept and really participate actively. That's one of the things.
I have two things, one about content and the other about process. The content one is, this was a useful exercise for me personally because I do a lot of participatory work, but it's pretty much by gut and it's by seat of the pants and it's not very thoughtful or introspective. It's sort of what my instincts tell me to do. So this has given me some ways of breaking down the ethical part and the action part and so forth, and that was good. And I have more to think about in terms of that. So when I do my next participatory work, I think I'll think about some of these components that we talked about. The second part is about process, and it's really about my reaction to the process, and it's not at all a criticism. But I was observing myself as we went through these different exercises, and I found it was extraordinarily difficult for me to let go of not knowing what the product was going to be. I guess I'm so oriented toward, is this a paper, is this a talk, is this a this, is this a that, what are we going to walk away with, that it was really hard for me to just sort of be in the process. And I think, for me, it was a little detrimental, but I was able to let go at some times and have really great conversations just in the now. But I guess, in terms of the way I operate, knowing where we were going would have helped me kind of work backwards to know where we were going.
I would take away that I just appreciate the diversity of perspectives and everyone's openness to be thoughtful about those.
I'm appreciating that you all got involved in the process and stayed involved, and there's a lot of material to think about, so I'm going to chew on how best to share it back to you and see whether there's ways in which we can keep connections where they're useful and keep them active where useful and long range where in terms of some sense of solidarity.
I think it struck me most when I came into the group yesterday was the extent to which ethics is really now no longer shared discourse in this country. People don't know what it means anymore. And that wouldn't have been so 100 years ago. And I find that historically and culturally very interesting. And it's a new place. And it makes it much more difficult for this culture and other cultures like it to actually decide participatorily about anything without ultimately fighting about it in the law courts. So that, for me, was the most outstanding thing. The smaller thing is that in a number of these proposals, I found a common theme of a desire to increase participation in scientific conservation projects. And maybe I find that because I believe in the importance of that. But I mean participation of non-scientists and participation of poor people, peasants, farmers, and the design of the projects. And that came through to me quite strongly from a number of these comments. And I think that's great.
You spoke. Someone so, does.
Yeah. I'd like Melini like to have kind of an end point, but I'm happy to defer that a bit. And so the way I've been thinking about this is, what does this activity, how has it informed my thinking that hope is to be encouraged, and processes that facilitate and help create, whether it's you know, applied or basic, are really important. And I think this process has underscored for me that a lot of what the bottlenecks are about people and their habits of interaction. And there are lots of comments about the need to listen, the need to understand different cultures, the need to engage, and the need to break down those barriers in academic systems and in personal and institutional systems.
I think I'm pretty action-oriented too, so it's been also like a process to even think about it, but I think that has made me think about the whole idea.